at 7:30 p.m. That's a good deal. I definitely think so. You can bring a toy. You can support the youth in Ross Valley. And you can support Penguin Athletics. But now coming to the floor, a man who needs no support. He stands on his own. He's strong. He's mighty. He's none other than the great voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. Good intro there on the pregame. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to radio.dominican.edu, another night of DU basketball, live from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. We are just awaiting the national anthem, Josh. Very excited. The Golden Eagles are in the house. The referees are here checking in with the scoring table. Coach Tavani, handshakes all around. Both teams have concluded their warm-ups. And we got the overhead announcements going now. You are listening to live Penguin basketball from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on the internet. Our AD here at the Conlin Center, that's Terry Toomey. Assistant AD is Debbie Snell. New on the squad is Miss Snell, compliance officer as well. Brandon Davis is in the house. We're ready for the national anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, there we go. And here's a little shout-out from our AD, Terry Toomey.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, Terry. Live on the radio, here we go, fans. The starting lineups now for both squads. Cal State University, Los Angeles. The Golden Eagles in the house under head coach Stephen Thompson, assisted by Gary Vasquez. Number two is Dwayne Jones, a 6'2" senior out of Los Angeles. Dwayne King, number four, a 6'1" junior out of Mayfair. Number 20 is Chris Fields, a 6'6" senior out of Long Beach. Number 21 is Leland Jones, a 6'6" sophomore out of Houston, Texas. And rounding out the squad for the Golden Eagles is number 32, Carl Hoffman, a 6'9" freshman out of Rancho Palos Verdes. For the Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani, the 2-6 Penguins. Tavani is assisted by Lee Cretian, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 20 is Killian Larson, a 6'10" freshman out of Puyallup, Washington. Number 22 is Austin Bryan, a 6'4" freshman out of Wenatchee. Number 31 is Mark Lewis, a 6-foot sophomore out of Canyon Country. Number 32 is Andrew McNally, a 6'2" sophomore out of San Francisco. And rounding out the squad for Coach Tavani is number 33, Alex Ward, a 6'5" senior out of Reading. Josh, both squads out on the floor. The Penguins will start off to our right. They will be defending the Northern Hoop, attacking the Southern Hoop. The Penguins will be moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, as Josh and I sit here in the opulent luxury box, welcoming in all Golden Eagles listeners across the world, and Penguin listeners as well, Josh. Penguins finals concluded last week. So a big shout-out to all the DU listeners listening worldwide. A pretty good crowd on hand, considering students are no longer on campus for the holiday break. That's the end of our pregame, fans. In the middle for the Penguins is number 33, Alex Ward. He's out there with Jones, and they tip it out, and the Penguins are on defense. Moving from our left to right are the Golden Eagles from Cal State University, Los Angeles. In town, they got past Holy Names last night by 11 points. See how the Penguins can handle this. Much bigger squad. A three ball. Start off by Chris Fields. From the left wing, it's good for three. 20 seconds into it, and the Penguins trail by three as Fields connects for a three ball. Penguins bring it in. Now moving from our right to left. They bring it across the timeline. Heavy defense by Dwayne King. King all over. The Penguins bringing it up. A lot of bumping around. Taken down on the rebound by Carl Hoffman. The Penguins didn't actually get a shot on goal. And Tavani's got his palms to the ceiling as the shot goes off by Dwayne King. King transitioned to the other end, Josh. Nailed the points. The foul is called on King, so the bucket's waved off. The Penguins get it on the turnover. It's 3-0, 19-19 to go in the first half.
Yeah, that was a great play by Xander McNally right there, Stu. Getting in position to take the charge and go ahead and limit the score. Great job by Xander McNally.
Ward brings it in. The Penguins have it now. Xander McNally brings it up left side. Now a whistle and another one on King. That's two against King in 15 seconds, Josh. 19:11 to go. In fact, only 8 seconds spun off the clock from King's last foul. If King's a threat, he's going to have to cool things off. We're not even 1 minute into the game. He's already picked up a pair. Now the Penguins on offense. Here's McNally. He drifts around the right side. He gets at the top of the key to Alex Ward. Ward goes left side. He gets it off to Brian. Now under the hoop, they work it down low. They get it in there to Larson. Larson pulls a whistle. Larson spun around, Josh, and the whistle is called against Chris Fields. Fields, the 6'6" senior, opened the game with the big three ball. Larson to the line now. 18:58 to go on the way. It's way short. He missed it way short and a little right, Josh.
Yeah, you got to get those free throws, you know. When you get opportunities, especially against teams like Cal State LA, you got to be able to score when you get to the line. But how about the growth of Killian Larson? I mean, as a true freshman coming in, giving the starting nod, I've seen a lot of improvements so far.
Second one's on the way, and it's deep. There's a correction on the foul. The last one was committed by Carl Hoffman, not on Chris Fields, as reported. Referees came up and cleared it with a scoring table. 18:48 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins miss both free throws. Here's another three ball shot off by Fields. It's deep. Penguins come down with it. Good rebound there by McNally after it came off the hand of Hoffman. Hoffman with the last foul. Now the up and under from the baseline left side. Good feed over to Alex Ward on the way. Good! 3-2. Penguins trail. 18:28 to go. Penguins on defense now. Chris Robinson, a 6'5 sophomore out of Irvine, has entered the game for the Eagles. Fields has got it. He gets it back off to Robinson. They go crisscross across the top of the key. Robinson gets it down low. Stolen away by the Penguins. Yes. Penguins have it now. Lewis brings it up. Lewis goes right side with a no look. He kicks it back outside. They go top of the key. Now they work it back to McNally. Now down low again. Penguins trying to work the post. Josh Larson with a traveling foul as Larson spun off the pivot foot. 3-2. Los Angeles, 17:56 to go.
Yeah, you got to be smarter when you're handling the ball down low, Stu. You know, it's hard for those bigger guys on the court. They aren't really known for their handles, but you got to be a little more, I guess, aware of your feet and not traveling on that play. That wasn't a smart play by the Panthers.
Robinson on the right elbow now. He flips it down low, trying to work it in there to Fields with the jumper. Fields high off the glass. Fields, two ball. 5-2. Penguins trailing. First half action, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson. Back underway now. Here's a jumper by the Penguins. They get it off by Mark Lewis from the right elbow, and it sticks between the hoop and the backboard. It's tipped out by Hoffman, and it came to rest on the tongue between the hoop and the backboard, and now it's knocked away. Penguin ball, as Lewis was the one who fired it off. No, check it. See who they're going to give it to. Yeah, and it's going to be Penguin ball. Lewis had the shot off, and it got stuck between the rim and the backboard. After it was tipped out, the Penguins will have it on the short end. Xander McNally's going to bring it in right under the hoop, 5-2. Penguins trailing in this one, first half action. Oh, there's a lot of screens going on. Now the give and go. It's up, it's under, finger roll. Shot on goal by Austin Bryan doesn't go. Penguins with the rebound. Pulled back down by Bryan. It's tipped out, and he hammers home the deuce, 5-4. Good play by Brian to get his own rebound and then score the deuce. Oh, Lewis stuck an arm in there against Robinson. Robinson was drifting up, and the foul is called against Lewis. Lewis got in there a little too aggressively, Josh, and that's a first-team foul committed by the Penguins. Three committed by Los Angeles, 5-4. Penguins trailing. Robinson to bring it in. Right under the hoop on the short end, off to our right, right in front of the Penguin bench. They get it inbounds at the top of the key. Driving in now is Chris Fields, and Fields walks with it. 5-4, Josh. Penguins will have it on the long end. 17:03 to go, fans. Penguins bring it up now. On the right side is McNally. He gets it over to Lewis. Oh, boy, Lewis, I thought he walked with it, but he didn't. No whistle. Here's a long one by Larson. Three ball pulled down on the rebound by Alex Ward and a whistle. Ward went back up with it in a low fist pound. The bucket didn't fall. Foul's called against Leland Jones. Jones, a 6'6" sophomore out of Houston. That's his first, fourth team foul. Golden Eagles playing very aggressively so far. Only one team foul committed by the Penguins. Inbounds. Oh, Penguins stole it away. It's going to be a jump ball. Uh-oh, it's still loose. It's rolling all over the place. Los Angeles has got it. Robinson now brings it up. Somebody's left on the floor in the backcourt. Robinson heaves it up to Fields. Fields gets it down low, works it to Hoffman. Hoffman with the up and under. Hoffman ran under the hoop and then flailed it back up there and picked up a whistle. The foul is going to be called against Killian Larson. Second team foul for the Penguins, four committed by CSULA. 16:35 to go. It's a one-point game, fans, 5-4. On the line is Hoffman. For Hoffman's first trip to the stripe, Josh, see if he can make it. Hoffman, very quickly, missed it way left.
And you know what? You can't miss free throws. We beat that dead horse every time, yeah. Stu, but you got to be able to get the free points, especially when you're trying to establish some kind of momentum, which either team has right now. They really don't have any momentum, I should say, and they need to go ahead and be able to step up and establish that, and that starts with playing smart fundamentals and making your free throws.
Second one's missed by Hoffman. He missed them both, but Fields followed up with a nice box out and a finger roll, scored the deuce, 7-4. Penguins trailing, 16.5 to go. Hoffman to bring it in. He gets in the backcourt. He gets it up there to Jones. Dwayne Jones got the start tonight, the 6'2 senior. He brings it up against Lewis on the right side. Flips it over to Fields, now top of the key to Hoffman. Hoffman, oh, it's stolen away. Ripped out of the sky by McNally. McNally wants to take it the coast to coast. He can't do it. It's stolen away, but the Penguins come back up with it. Now it's stripped away again. Uh-oh, Golden Eagle ball all alone now. Robinson with a slam dunk. Boy, holy cow, what great transition work there by Cal State University Los Angeles. They had the open court. There were two Golden Eagles down there, no Penguins. Robinson just laid it in there with the double hand slam. He didn't even showboat it at all. There were no Penguins in the forecourt. Robinson was all alone there. It's 9-4, 15:46. He could have showboated that thing a lot more, Josh, but he decided better.
Well, you know what, Stu, it was a lot of ball exchange on that play there.
Yeah.
Very, 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 you know what I'm saying, interesting sort of scramble of a play if I ever saw one. But you know what, I think that the Penguins are just going to have to limit those types of mistakes. And you know what, give credit to L.A. They were able to keep the ball in play and able to come up with it and stay persistent on the defensive end of that play. But I think that the Penguins have to find a way to establish momentum. They have to find a way to score. They just haven't found their niche against this team yet, and that's what the first few minutes of the game are for. You feel each other out. Both coaches, it's kind of a chess game. They feel each other out. They're trying to figure out, you know, where the weaknesses are, where the soft spots, where they can best capitalize on this other squad. And so, you know what, Stu, I think it's definitely going to be a good one here tonight. We just got to see how it pans out and what Coach Tavani or Coach Thompson decides to do on their end offensively and defensively.
9-4, fans. We are in a timeout, as you may have guessed. This timeout brought to you by Best Buy in San Rafael. Best Buy. I was just in there over the weekend, Josh.
I bought a CD there yesterday.
Bought a DVD player over there. So
Ray Charles Christmas is what I got.
Is that what you got?
Ray Charles Christmas.
Does
is
he do Georgia on that album?
No, he doesn't do Georgia. It's all Christmas songs.
Oh,
it's like,
okay,
Santa's coming to town.
Yeah.
You know, Rudolph.
You know, I saw
Frosty.
Ray Charles. I saw him live in New Orleans.
Oh, no.
I certainly did. Yep, 1993. Saw Ray Charles live in New Orleans. That was something. And you know what else is something? Best Buy in San Rafael. And they're the sponsors of this timeout. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. Best Buy San Rafael. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics. 9-4, that's the end of the timeout, fans. 15:45 to go. Clock rolls. Penguins, there's been a lot of switching in and out, so Alistair Flack has come in there. Shout out down under. Shout out to Flack's family. Been regular listeners for 4 years. Flack with the given, with the jumper. Flack, oh, a little bit short. He gets his own rebound, puts it up again. Another one short. So Alistair's just a little rusty coming in off the bench. Flack had two shots there from about 8 feet, and he couldn't get either one of them. Now Robinson has it stripped out of his hands by the Penguins. They bring it up now. That was steal was by McNally. He goes back to Alistair Flack with on the way in. Flack with the low bounce pass into the paint, drifting in there was Fox Mulholland. Mulholland was fouled along the way. So Mulholland will go to the line, and we're getting stats at every timeout thanks to Brandon Davis. 9-4, 15:07 to go. Josh will be bringing you those stats as we go, fans, as well as those at the halftime extravaganza. So we're going to have stats all over the place. The first one is good. 9-5, 15:07. for the Penguins. Mike Wells has entered the game, communications major as Wells. Also, he's in there with, as mentioned, Alistair Flack and Brian.
Wells is also a former freshman of the year in the Cal Pacs, too.
Absolutely. So. Then he sat out his sophomore year with an injury, but now he's good. A shout out to Gigi Gillard, who is the coach of the Penguin cheerleading squad. Now, since all the classes are out of session, no cheerleaders tonight. But I did see her in the parking lot on the way in, so I want to give her a shout out. So the shot on goal now by CSU is no good, and the Penguins pick it up on the rebound. Xander McNally brings it up, and he heaves it the length of the court. Intended for Alistair Flack, too much. 9-6, 14:45 to go. It's going to be Golden Eagle ball. 14:44 now, the clock rolls. Robinson bringing it up. Penguins trail by three.
The Penguins have got to get on the same page here, Stu. They're giving up a lot of opportunities that are pretty much avoidable if you stay on the same page and you play smart.
Dwayne Jones now strips it down, and he throws it back outside. Penguins won't let him indoors. Mark Dorsey, the second, has entered the game. Mark Dorsey, the second, at 6'6", junior out of L.A. He gets it off to the left side. Robinson now falls down. He was going up against Wells. Wells stuck his left knee in there, wouldn't allow him in. The foul is called against Xander McNally, and that's a third team foul for the Penguins. Tamani doesn't look too happy right now. Not that Tamani usually ever looks happy in the first half of any game, but... A couple times, Tamani's looked up at the ceiling as if the Penguins are not doing something right. Now, it doesn't seem too egregious, but there have been a couple problems. Oh, now the ball is up, and it's stripped away. Chris Fields, foul called against Alistair Flack. That's his first. The Penguins are catching up in the fouls department rapidly. 6-4 Los Angeles, 4 for the Penguins. And that one on Flack. 14-14. Shout out to David Integwin and Flack's brother listening in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia, as we are broadcasting worldwide. Penguins are on defense now. Robinson has it down low against Mike Wells. Wells sticks an arm in there. Wells comes set, and the charge is called against Chris Robinson. Wells drew the foul there nicely, and the foul is called against Robinson. No bucket, and Wells forced the issue there. Good play there by Wells.
One thing about Mike Wells, Stu, he's very game smart. He's a student of the game. He knows what's going on. He's very court aware, and he can make, you know, those knowledgeable decisions on the court that will benefit his squad.
Yeah, he hung right in there and took the hit. Now Wells has got it on the right elbow, and he backs back out. And the palms back to the ceiling there, and here's the jumper. Palms to the ceiling by Coach Tavani. The shot goes off by Austin Bryan. It's no good. Austin Bryan with a rebound. He puts it back from the left edge. 9-7. Penguins on defense. Robinson now in quick transition. Thinking three ball. Oh, Dwayne Jones really wants to do it. He goes up against Al. He flips it outside. Here goes a long three ball. Off by Fields, who opened the game. Good for three. 12-8. There's some separation for the Golden Eagles. 12-8. 13.5 to go, fans. Here's Al. Between the circles. Top of the key. He gets it in there on the right edge over to Brian. Brian works it down low. 360 spinner. Penguins walked with it. Yes. Larson. Whistle. I'm waiting to see where they're going to go with it. Penguins aren't retreating to the forecourt. Foul is called against Nuno Furtado. Furtado, a 6'7" junior out of Lolito, Angola. He went to Central Arizona College. Transferred over to Cal State University, Los Angeles. That's going to put Austin Bryan on the line. Killian Larson's on the line. Pardon me. 12-9 as the first one goes down. 13-11 to go when the clock resumes. Second one for Larson. Larson in there, a six-footer.
Oh, I also like to
check it. Larson's a little more than 6 feet, Josh.
Yeah, he's 6'8".
6'10". Listed at
6'10". Excuse me.
13-06. I thought it was a misprint, but I think it was just me. 13:03 to go. Yes, sir? What are you saying?
Oh, in the game now is number three, actually, for L.A. is Trevor Hopkins from Santa Barbara, California.
All right. Hopkins goes off with a three ball from the left wing. Hopkins can't get it to fall. Trevor Hopkins, a 5'10 freshman, as Josh mentioned. He's in there now for Los Angeles. Hopkins is in there against Flack. Now the Penguins work it down low. Penguins off to our left with 20 on the shot clock. 12:38 to go. Al. Al on the free throw line with a give and go over to Mike. Mike down, gets it down low. Penguins with a turnaround jumper. Oh, a clean look at it was Larson. Couldn't get it to fall. Penguins with the rebound. Back down with it now. And finally, Los Angeles, Nuno Furtado hauls it in. 12:24 to go. In transition, Hopkins goes behind the back and gets it over to Robinson on the right wing. Robinson goes back over to Furtado, the top of the key, back over to Hopkins. Now they work it back down low. Fields has got it. Fields has been the scoring threat. Now the top of the key, Furtado with a given fake and go. He gets off of it, goes off of Mike Wells' shoulder. No rebound. Back over to Robinson. L.A.'s got it. Now the jumper by Fields goes off. Air ball, but a whistle. 12:02 to go, and we'll find out who it was against. White 22, that's Austin Bryan. That's his first. That's the fifth for the Penguins, while the Golden Eagles have committed eight. In for the DUs will be McNally and Ward when the time comes in between shots. Fields to the line.
Nope, Stu, you don't see a lot of mistakes like that on Austin Bryan, who's made a pretty good campaign for himself this year to be freshman of the year in Pac West. I mean, he's having a great freshman season.
Larson and Flack out. McNally and Ward are in there. First one's missed by Fields. He's back on the line for the second. And this one goes down. It's a three-point game, fans. 12:02 to go on radio.dominican.edu. Now we're back underway, and the Penguins are bringing it up. Oh, boy, one of the Penguins got sandwiched. That was McNally over to the left side. No whistle. Here's the runner from inside. Austin Bryan goes up, air ball, and it ends up in the grandstands. And they're going to give it back to the Penguins. As all the Golden Eagles... All the Golden Eagles were calling for it to be their ball, but in fact, the Penguins got it. And that's a media timeout, Josh. And this timeout is brought to you by Pasta Pomodoro in the Monterey Plaza. Pasta Pomodoro in San Rafael, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. You are listening to Penguin Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Well, in that first part of the first half, Stu, I got some stats for you. It seems that CSU LA from... It's playing pretty good, actually. They're about 100% all around us, and they're 4-for-4 from the floor. Also, from the line, they are 1-for-1, but that stat has changed throughout the last few minutes here. And the Penguins, in the beginning, they were 2-for-5 from the floor. It's about 40%, and they didn't hit any from beyond the arc, and they were 0-for-2 from the line. And excuse me on the L.A. stats. From beyond the arc, they're 1-for-1, and from the line, they're 0-for-2. So both teams not doing too well on the free throw side of things. And how about the fouls? I mean, I would like to see a little cleaner, a more cleaner game of basketball. It's been very physical so far, but I'd like to see some team establish dominance and come out here and step up and be able to get momentum going their way. It's kind of been back and forth, the pendulum swinging to the right, to the left, but Dominican is still in it. And CSU Los Angeles is still trying to find a way to, I guess, gain more ground on the DUs. But the Penguins, they have a team that can definitely step up and surprise you as they did this past week in Santa Clara, where they only lost to the Broncos by 4, Stu.
All right. Yeah, I think your guess that they're trying to gain ground on the Penguins is a pretty good one. Wouldn't want to bet against that one. Now Fields with a steal. Fields into the back row. Fields lands on the floor along with one of the DUs. The foul is called against the Penguins. Bryan, that's his first. He ends up on the floor along with the good hustling Chris Fields. Fields there's hustling like crazy. Ended up forcing the issue. 11:41 to go. Penguins trail by 3 into the backcourt. Hopkins. Hopkins has got it against Mike Wells. Oh, man, Wells almost forced him into the backcourt, but Hopkins was able to escape unscathed. 11.5 to go. Golden Eagles have it. Hopkins with a foot fake. Gets past Mike Wells with a three ball attempted. A little bit short. Rebound McNally. McNally brings it up. And he holds on to it against Hopkins, who McNally's got by about 6 inches. Now they go top of the key. They flip it off to Ward. Ward back over to Wells. Now Lewis. Now over to the right side. Penguins working the wheel. McNally's got it again. Now the no-look pass over to Ward. Ward on the left elbow looking for a place to put it. Oh, Ward has a problem. Oh, man, I thought he walked with it, and he did walk with it. He passed it off to Lewis, who walked with it. I thought it was Ward, but they called it against Lewis.
Yeah, it definitely looked like Alex Ward got away there with a walk. He tried to dish it off to Mark Lewis a little bit. He recognized he did walk and try to dish it off. I don't know if they called that against Lewis or Ward, but.
Flack back in place for Mike Wells. 11 minutes. Penguins had a great showing against Santa Clara just a few nights ago where they only lost by 4 to the Division I team. But they scared the Broncos down there at Santa Clara. Something terrible. You should have seen fans, all the local newspapers were talking about how had the Penguins won that, it would have changed the course of history. And they came close to doing it. coming up on 10.5. Here's Hopkins. He throws it away. Penguins under the hoop. They're ready for it. McNally steals it. They give it off to Al Flack. Flack at the last second drives from the right side of the absolutely textbook layup from the right. Josh, that was a pretty thing. Over to Robinson now. The Penguins trail by only one, 13-12 after the deuce by Flack. The Penguins want another steal. Fields goes up with it from the left side and the whistle. And check it, that was Robinson, not Fields. He picks up the deuce and the three-point opportunity. We'll see if Robinson can do it here. Robinson's a 6'5" senior, very physical there on the left side as the clock is at 10:20. 15-12 fans, Robinson to the line. He's wincing. Robinson got hammered there on that left hip. He's back up and he's walking around in circles, Josh. Robinson got nailed and they're wiping up the floor, but Robinson was down for quite a while and he's really wincing. Robinson on the line now, towing it with his right foot deep. Taken down, Penguins have got it. Penguins' Fox Mulholland forced the issue there in play as it comes off of Mulholland and ends up in the hands of McNally. Lewis now drives in right side. Lewis gets it to fall. Great play there by Lewis, number 31, who drove the lane from the right side, Josh, and drifted across. 15-14, Penguins down by one. 10 minutes exactly, fans. 8-7 in the foul department. Penguins with seven. Here's Robinson. Off to our right. Soft jumper. Three ball, good. Man, oh, man, these guys can shoot. Robinson's a shooter outside the arc, as is Fields. It's makes that much more work for the Penguins when you got shooters out there. Now Hopkins forces. Hopkins gets all over McNally, who goes left side. McNally just went right over the top of Hopkins, who's playing some massive D. 9.5 to go, Josh. Penguins trail by one.
How about Xander going in there, doing it by himself, Stu? You got to love him. Didn't see any openings, didn't see any teammates to pass it to, worked it around, willed and dealed, got under the rim to get the great shot off. You got to love the play from that.
I do, very physical. You're absolutely right. Here's a jumper by Nuno Furtado. And he had 1 foot on the arc, so that was just a long deuce. 2016, 9:06 to go, fans. First half action, Josh, with the stats in the halftime extravaganza, as usual. Oh, no look pass from the top of the key. Off the hands of McNally, intended down low. Penguins can't do anything with it. Stolen away by Dorsey. Dorsey picks up the foul and the deuce on the way in. Just a very light foul, and Tavani jumps up on his feet, pounds his fist. He hates it because Dorsey will get the chance to go to the line for the three-point play, and all of a sudden it's 22-16. It's been right around 1 or 2 points most of the night as Wells re-enters the game along with McNally and alongside Larson as Mulholland will go back to the bench after a couple of really good minutes there by Mulholland. 8:52 to go on the line for the Golden Eagles is Mark Dorsey II, the 6'6" junior out of L.A., Josh. Dorsey to the line now. Back spinning on the way. Kind of a dead ball. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Penguins. Alex Ward passes it off to Alistair Flack. Shot clock resets as the possession reset. Top of the key now. Penguins work it nicely over to Larson. Larson had a good look. Wells doesn't take the shot. Wells has an open look, but now the Penguins decide to hold on to it. Uh-oh, trouble. Lewis, jumper, top of the key on the way deep. Tipped out, Penguins with a rebound. Alex Ward back up with it, too much glass. Tipped out, Penguins with a rebound. Stolen away by Larson. Now the Penguins have a chance to reset. Oh, and Mark Lewis had it between the circles. He juked left, slid the foot, Josh, and then threw it right. It was too late, though. He walked with it, 22-16.
You can't make plays like that, Stu. You got to be smarter fundamentally. You got to know to dribble first. You got to be able to make a better play than that. Those turnovers are what will kill you when it comes into crunch time later in this game.
Yeah.
You can't give the other team the opportunity.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Penguins had some real opportunities there as they picked up three consecutive rebounds. They couldn't get the biscuit in the basket, but they kept getting the rebounds. And then finally Lewis walked with it. And the Penguins were... seemed like they were dead set on holding on to that ball until they scored with it. Now Mike Wells with a rebound after the Golden Eagles can't make it happen. Wells has got it. He goes top of the key. He gets it back off to Larson. Now Larson works it back down low. Larson top of the key. Now they get it back out right side Ward. Ward, he's got Dorsey plastered to him. Now Lewis, 11 on the shot clock, 10. Now it's 9. Here comes Al. Al backs up between the circles, 7. Al goes fakes left. Now he goes left. 4, 3, 2. Penguins have to do something with it on the way. Where's the buzzer? A little bit deep. Lewis, no shot clock violation. But he's a little bit long with it. No good. Penguins now on defense. It's thrown away by Fields. Fields heaved it up there into the grandstands. An immediate timeout, Josh. 7:25 to go, fans. 22-16. Foul scores, 8 each team. This timeout brought to you by Extreme Pizza in San Rafael on 4th Street. Extreme Pizza, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. You are listening to NC2A Basketball Penguin Style on radio.dominican.edu from Dominican University of California.
Yes, sir. Also, another one of our great sponsors is Easy Automotive, foreign car specialist, 10% off parts and labor with Dominican ID. Shuttle service available also, and that's located on 145 Jordan Street in San Rafael.
Oh, shuttle service, huh?
Go with the stats. Go with the stats. I got some stats for you.
Well, you know, every time out.
These are stats as of, where are the stats with 11:49 remaining as it was earlier. Seems that from the floor, they're shooting about 62%, and that is L.A. From beyond the arc, they're shooting 67%. They're 2-for-3. And from the line, they are only 25%, 1-for-4. The DU Penguins, 25% from the floor. They're shooting about 66.7% from the line. And beyond the arc, no luck. We've seen a few three balls put up there, but no love for the DUs. The ball is not falling from beyond the arc. So they're going to have to keep doing some work inside and trying to get those scores. And I think they should get the ball into the hands of Killian Larson, Alex Ward, and get those fast guards to push it more so than they have previously.
Thank you very much, Josh. 7:17 to go. The clock rolls as Mike Wells has got it after the end of the timeout. It was sponsored by Extreme Pizza. Now the Penguins are on offense. Al Flack heaves it across the court. Lewis is barely able to hold onto it, but he gets it in down low. Good pass there by Lewis. Now back outside to Wells. Wells with a foot fake. Fakes left, goes right. Now over to the left is Al Flack. Three ball, good throw! Al Flack, 22-19. 6:52 to go, fans. After Flack pulls the Penguins back within three. Oh, and stolen away for an instant by Lewis, but L.A. gets it back. Here's Fields. Fields has nailed two big three balls so far. Oh, boy, Fields muffed it right in front of Tavani, and I thought that he walked with it, but apparently not because Tavani didn't protest. Now the Penguins are on defense. Down low, Carl Hoffman very close to the hoop at 6'9". Hoffman just barely had to reach up, and he's right under the hoop and can the deuce. 24-19, fans. After the big three ball by Alistair Flack. Flack's got it again on the right elbow. He works it around. Now he gets it back outside. Kick out Ward. Here's the three ball. Lewis on the way. Short. Oh, and the Penguins almost had the rebound, but it's swiped away by Dorsey. Dorsey passes it off to Dwayne Jones. Jones with a three ball on the way. Softly good. Straight away, what a play by Jones, who took it the distance and then went three inside of six, fans. 27-19 as the Penguins welcome in the Golden Eagles from Cal State University. Los Angeles. Here's a nice fake by Lewis. Lewis faked out Fields. Fields bit on it. Lewis was all alone in the paint. He knocks down the two from about 8 feet. Inside of six, Josh, 27-21.
Not a good play on the part of L.A. It seems like no one accounted for Lewis on that offensive possession. He was able to get wide open and have a great look at the basket. You can't make those types of mistakes defensively. You got to be smarter than that.
Carl Hoffman now after Mark Dorsey missed the two ball. Hoffman was there waiting for it. He was able to wrestle away the rebound. Then on the way back up, Hoffman was fouled. No bucket, but Hoffman will go to the line. Hoffman in there at 6'9". There's 5.5 to go, fans. 27-21. Hoffman on the line off to our right. He wears O.J. Simpson's old number, 32. Hoffman on the line. Back spinning. No. Hoffman, that's 0-for-3, I think, Josh. You could check the stat sheet there. But I don't think Hoffman's made one yet from the stripe.
No, he hasn't.
That one wasn't even close. Hoffman's back on the line. This one is missed deep. So one short, one deep. 0-for-4. Mike Wells has got it. He brings it up. Al, three ball jumper. Softly, too much. Put back. Oh, the Penguins were right there in perfect position. Killian Larson was right there, and he couldn't get it to fall. Now the pass intended for Chris Robinson by the Golden Eagles. And it runs out of bounds. So it was overthrown to Robinson, 27-21, 5:15 to go, fans. And the Penguins will have the ball after it's finally retrieved. It left the stadium. I mean, it went all the way out into the hallway, Josh. The game was going on in here, but there was no ball. The ball was out by the locker rooms. But I'm happy to report, fans, that it is back in the stadium, man. Alistair Flack has it, and he goes low over to Larson. Larson back outside Al. 5:04 to go, Flack. Left wing. Flack, Larson. Oh, good foot fake, 360 spinner. Oh, man, I thought he walked with it, but no whistle. Here's Al Lewis. Now back over to the right side. Oh, down low. Good work there by Mike Wells to Ward. Ward can't get it to fall from 1 foot. Robinson has it. Goes top of the key. Back over to Jones on the way. Three ball short. Tipped out. Wells gets a hand on it. Robinson, no, check it. That was Jones. He couldn't get it. Oh, and now it goes out of bounds off of the hands of Robinson from Jones. Jones did a good bit of work to save the ball from going out of bounds. It ends up in Coach Tavani's hands. It went right through Robinson's fingertips. And Tavani, with some cat-like reflexes, reached out and speared it once it went out of bounds. 4:37 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 6, 27-21. Here's Alistair Flack after the Penguins get it on the unforced error. Down low now. Larson's got it. He gets it back outside to Al. Al drifts in. Oh, he dragged a foot. Almost had a problem. Oh, he led Lewis perfectly. Lewis hits the deck. Rebound by Furtado. Now Robinson's got it. It's 2-on-1. Robinson up with it, and it falls. What a great play. Aggressive move there by Robinson. 29-21. We're inside of 4 minutes, fans. 30 on the shot clock. Alistair Flack has it. He hands it off to Lewis. Lewis drifts left toward the top of the key, between the circles, over to Al, now on the right wing. Way out there, too far out. Mike Wells has it, 3:50 to go, fans. First half action, Larson. Right wing, looking for, down low. It was Larson walking with it. Larson went 360 and dragged both feet. Both feet there, Josh. I think I may have said both feet.
You said both feet?
Did I say both feet?
I didn't hear the S's on the end of the feet.
I think I said feet. I was really excited after that walk. I usually am not. But that one got me going. 3:46, fans. This timeout is brought to you by Citibank on 4th Street in San Rafael, right across from Extreme Pizza. And you may remember I mentioned Extreme Pizza last timeout, but this time it's Citibank. Right there on 4th Street, right across from Extreme Pizza. I would say about 20 feet away, not feet, but about 20 feet away, Josh. 3:46 to go, fans. 29-21, Penguins trail with analysis at this timeout is my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, so far it's been real back and forth. Known team has really established dominance. We've seen CSULA be able to step up and get those plays when needed, which has put them on top, 8 points ahead of the Penguins. But I would like to see Dominican be a little more careful with the way they handle the ball. They really haven't gotten to, I think, a momentum. They're playing a lot of CSULA's game, and they're trying to adjust to what LA is doing. They should play their game, play their type of ball, stop trying to adjust to the other squad and just play their type of scheme, and they will come out the winner. And I guarantee you, I think at least 90% of the time when DU plays their game, they come out on top victorious. So they're definitely going to have to go against the CSU squad, and we've seen better teams than this. So, you know, CSU take nothing away from them. They are playing great. They have made mistakes as well, but they've stepped up when needed. And you know what? You can't fault them at all. They've played great ball so far.
Yeah, not at all. They are playing great. Penguins are playing pretty well.
Oh, yes, they are.
Both teams, it's pretty even,
I would say.
Both teams with a few errors here and there, but overall it's pretty solid stuff out of both squads. 29-21, we're back underway. Fields with a three ball, left wing, bang. Fields knocked it down just like he did opening the game. Another three, 32-21.
And you can't let Fields or Jones get wide open shots for this LA squad. Boy, they will torch you every time.
He had a clean look at it there, fans, from way out there on the left wing, and Fields zeroed in on it. Let it fly. Here's a jumper now. Turn around softly. Larson, no. Larson's getting a lot of clean looks down low. Robinson walked with it. He was not clear. Now Robinson wants to know why he got called on that one, but everybody in the play saw it. Robinson, I think, is the only one that is unsure, but everybody else is positive. What happened there? 3:10. He was the recipient of a pass, and he just was unsure what to do with it once he got it. Now Alistair Flack picks up the screen, drifting left from Alex Ward. He hands it off to Mike Wells. Now back over to Al. 2:58 to go. 32-21 Ward. Ward's out there. Now back up to Wells. Wells jumps at the top of the key. Back over to Al. Penguins have the two small men in, along with Lewis. Lewis would account for the third of the smaller guys in there with Wells and Flack. Countered by Ward and Larson, the two big guys. 2:37 to go, and the Penguins are usually pretty good with those, putting in those smaller guys who are all really good with ball control. And now Lewis throws away. They get it back over to Robinson, who hits a three ball from the top of the key. Robinson just hammered home the tray ball, and a timeout has been called by Tavani. 35-21 with 2:25 to go, fans, and a pair of three balls forces Tavani to make a move. Tavani has to call the timeout, and rightfully so. The Penguins are bleeding. All of a sudden, they're just leaking oil all over the place.
They are not playing great, and turnovers have been the difference. As we say all the time, Stu, turnovers in any sport will kill you. And right now, DU, as of the latest stats I've received from our great SID, Brandon Davis, has a total of 9 turnovers. Now, CSU isn't doing much better. They have 8. But you got to limit your turnovers. You got to. You can't give the ball away. That's just bottom line. There's no special vernacular for it. You can't get the ball away. Give the ball away. You have to play smarter. You have to protect the rock. And you have to be able to score and be efficient, too.
2:25 to go, fans. 35-21. You're right. Like in any sport. Too many turnovers. Makes Tavani an unhappy camper. So now the Penguins are back on offense. They are trailing, though, 35-21. Mike Wells got it between the circles over to Lewis on the right wing. Lewis with a low bounce pass, gets it down low. Nice play to Ward. Ward works it in there. Oh, to Fox Mulholland. Mulholland for the shot on goal from 1 foot, missed it. Coming up on 2 minutes, 2:02 to go. Here's a three-pointer by Fields again, and that one falls. That one is by Dwayne Jones. Jones from the top of the key, Josh, was just outside the circle. And bangs it home, 38-21, as we're coming up on halftime, fans. And the Penguins got to get something going, as the Golden Eagles have absolutely figured out the Penguins' attack. Lewis goes over to the right side. Now back to Mike Wells between the circle. Now Lewis. Lewis drives in from the baseline. Has nowhere to put it. Fox on the way off the glass. Good. Mulholland received the pass from Lewis, 38-23, 1:20 to go. In the first half. Furtado's got it. He goes over to Fields. Left side. Penguins on defense. Driving in. L.A. Jumper. Mark Dorsey the second. Good. Midway in the key. 40-23 with 1 minute to go, Josh.
Right now, Mark Lewis has the ball at the top of the key. He'll pass to Alex Ward. Ward has it. Goes down to Flack. Flack has it. Flack goes up to Wells. Wells thinking about it at the top of the key. Will pass to the left. Goes to Ward. Ward passes up top to Mark. Oh, Mark Lewis goes up with the shot. Doesn't make it. It's rebounded by Ward. Ward goes up again. Missed layup as Roberts has the ball now in transition for L.A. And the shot was put up by Fields. It was called off by the ref. And they called a time. I believe it was on a timeout by the Golden Eagles. So 40-23, DU is down, and it is not looking good right now for the Penguins.
No, the Penguins got lucky on that, as that shot went in, but right before it, the whistle had been blown, and the timeout actually was called by head coach Stephen Thompson. Hey, Josh, from the NC2A, our referees in the house tonight, Jeff Ketchew, Courtney Holmes, and Melvin Landry. So those three guys are in the house, the referees sent down from the NC2A main office to Dominican University of California, where we are broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting from Mumbai to Dubai to all corners of the universe and beyond, and our ships at sea. It's radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting from the Conlin Center. Here at Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson with you tonight, live on the air. Here we go, fans. 35 seconds to go. Penguins on defense. Dwayne Jones has got it on the inbounds. Off to our right, here's Robinson. Now back over to Jones. Jones flips it back to the top of the key. 17 on the shot clock, 24 overhead. Penguins are on defense. They're just going to kill it now. Robinson gets it down low. They get it in there to Dorsey and a whistle. Dorsey walks with it on his way to the hoop. 17. 0.9 seconds to go, and the Penguins will have the last shot at it. Theoretically, now the Penguins. Some very light pressure in the backcourt. And another whistle, and they want the... I don't know why the clock is running. 14.8, I should say. And the referee... It is inside the last minute of play, so the shot clock should not continue as the ball goes out of bounds. As explained by our SID, Brandon Davis, once we get into a minute... And the clock does not continue to roll as the ball's out of bounds. 15 seconds. Now Tavani still isn't happy with it. I don't know why they reset it. They said it was 15. Now the Penguins have 9 seconds. Here's Al. 8. Al drifts left. 6. Over to the left side. 3 ball on the way. Wells. Oh, Wells with 3 seconds. Shot clock continues to roll. And the Penguins stole it away. Why did the shot clock roll there, Chuck? It's supposed to stop, but it didn't stop this time. I'm going to have to talk to Brandon Davis about that. You know, whenever anything hits the fan, we go to Brandon because Brandon knows all the rules. 14:55. It's good to have somebody that knows the rules around it.
Oh, we know the rules as well, but sometimes Brandon gives us the clarification. We have the headphones on. It's hard to hear what's going on the court.
Well, as far as I know, the clock continues to roll until you get to the last minute of the half.
True.
Then when the ball goes out of bounds or a bucket is scored, the clock stops. In that case, the clock did not stop. Mike Wells hit the big 3 ball, and the clock kept rolling.
Yeah, but how about the steal at the end by Alex Ward, who was able to get the shot off as well? You got to commend him for that.
Well, the Penguins stole it. If they'd have had the clock stop, they'd have had an extra second or two to play with.
And Coach Tavani was screaming for the clock to be reset at 15. Previous to that, it was, you know, that's only a .2 worth of seconds. But we've seen how every little millisecond can count in these games.
I mean, in the last couple of seconds of a half, Josh, 4 seconds and 8 seconds is a gigantic difference. Not in the big scheme of life, however. 14:05 to go in the halftime, as Josh and I will be bringing you all the stats. Well, Josh will do it. 40-26, and Penguin great Jonathan Weber is in the house. Josh, I don't think you know Weber, but back in the day, Weber graduated in 02 the year before we won our first championship. He was under Tressler. However, Weber still holds the school record for 8 3-pointers in a game, Josh, and Jonathan Weber is in the house. The first time I remember seeing him in the last 4 or 5 years here at the Conlin Center. Weber did it 3 times in his career, leading the Penguins at the time he was a player here, Josh. So you'll have to get to know Weber. He's a pretty good dude. You know, what's interesting about Weber was he wore 13 before David Moore. And when David Moore was inducted into the Hall of Fame here at the Conlin Center, when I was emceeing that particular event, Josh, I even mentioned to the crowd, what are we going to do when it comes time to put Weber in the Hall of Fame? Because he had the same number as Morsey. Speaking of Morsey, he sent us an email a couple weeks ago, did David Moore, the Penguin great out of Melbourne, Australia. Hope he's listening tonight. Well, it's nighttime here in San Rafael, California. In fact, it looks like it's 7:44 p.m. on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A., Josh. Morsey listening down in Melbourne, Australia, where it's currently Friday, I think. Maybe it's Saturday. I don't know what day. Maybe it's Sunday. Maybe it's next week. I wonder if it's Christmas there yet.
I don't have my compass or my world clock on me right now. I got to figure it out.
All right.
I'll do some research on that. Maybe I can bring that up in halftime extravaganza.
Thank you very much. That'd be great.
That's a lot of great, great history, Stu, about our great storied basketball program.
Yeah.
Who has been successful. If you don't think so, just show up to the Collins Center and look at all the banners behind us
here
on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, that is it for now. We'll take a break. We'll take a break. 12:05 to go. Josh will be back in about 5 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. Please stay with us for the second half. The Penguins trailing 40-26, radio.dominican.edu.
Being the Penguins right now here in Marin County in the Conlin Center on the campus of Dominican University, California. Coming with you now with your play-by-play is none other than Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, Josh. All right, fans, second half action from the Conlin Center where the Penguins, a little work ahead of them here, Josh. 40-26, clock roll, second half underway. Penguins are on defense and they are defending the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center off to our left, both squads. Here's the jumper opening up the second half from Fields. No. Fields opened the game with a big 3 ball. He tried to get this one to fall from the left baseline, couldn't get it to go. Penguins with the rebound. Here's the give and go. Oh, brother, what a great pass by Austin Bryan right under the hoop. The Penguins couldn't get it to fall. I mean, he hit Alex Ward in stride. Was that Ward that was up in the air so high?
No, that was Xander McNally.
McNally missed it. The Penguins turn it over. Back to the other end. Penguins with a rebound. Now they bring it with the quick transition. Mark Lewis good for 2. 40-28, 19-10 to go, fans. Lewis with a great runner. Boy, there was a lot of running back and forth there. 25 on the shot clock. Penguins on defense again, Dwayne Jones. Penguins are two better than they were when they opened up the second half. Here's the jumper by Fields. No. Under the hoop, the rebound. Penguins got wrapped up. Larson hit the deck there as he got wrapped up, and a timeout has been called with 18:55, 40-28, Josh.
You're right, Stu. I love the way the Penguins have started off this half. They've been very aggressive offensively. They try to move the ball around, get some passes going inside. And defensively, I've seen their big men down low play a little smarter. They're starting to box out more, defend the hoop, and be able to keep those CSU LA players who were pretty much running rampant down there in the paint from having that same type of, I guess, result in the first half. So I'm liking how they're starting off so far, but we got a long half ahead of us. 18:55 left on the clock still.
This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal, Stuart Horn, and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters, as usual. 40-28, we are in the home of the Penguins, the Conlon Center, where our athletics director is Terry Toomey. 18:55 to go, fans. And the end of the timeout is upon us, although both squads are still kind of encircling their respective benches. This seems like an especially long timeout, but there's the buzzer, and now the referees have come over to the squads and insisting that they head back out onto the floor. The Penguins are shooting toward that northern hoop off to our right, Josh, and a pretty good crowd on hand considering classes are not in session, and which is really too bad because this is a great game, and also Saturday night at 7:30 we have the tip-off, and the Penguins and the Hawks from Holy Names, which is a big-time rivalry. It's too bad that the DU students are not here on campus to enjoy that one, but they can check it out right here on the radio station. Josh and I will be here. 7:30 tip-off Saturday night. Here we go, fans. Back underway very quickly. Penguins on defense. The ball ends up in the hands of Carl Hoffman. He's under the bucket at the baseline. It's stripped away by one of the DUs, but it goes out of bounds. Hoffman had it knocked away from him. L.A. will bring it in. Dwayne King, who started the game, throws it in there to Fields. Fields with an easy jumper. Quick up and in. That's a killer on the Penguins. Boy, did they work it there nicely. Fields for two, 42-28, 18.5, second half action. Penguins on offense now. Here's McNally. Goes over to the right side. He gets it over to Lewis. Lewis with a foot fake right, goes left. He slams into one of L.A. players. Low bounce pass to Larson. Larson kicks it back outside to Brian. Brian with a jumper, can't get it to fall. Lewis on his own. Lewis missed it from straight away. Ooh, that's an easy one for Lewis. And the foul is going to be called against Fields. That's his first and the first team foul in the second half. 42-28. Penguin ball in the short end, 18-14. Now this is the exact play. The Penguins have an opportunity to create the exact play that just got him a second ago on the up and in by Fields. The Penguins do not have quite as sophisticated a play set up, and they just get it into Lewis, who backs up and surveys. He resets things. Low bounce pass to Brian. Brian gets it down low. Now Brian, three ball on the way from the corner. Good. Great play there by Austin Brian. And now quick transition to the other end. Fields has got it. Boy, that Fields has got some. He has got some hand control, Josh, that won't quit. 42-31. Fields, a shooter and a brilliant defensive player. 17:45 to go. Dwayne Jones fakes the three ball. Here it goes. Long ball by Hoffman, not even close. The putback, though, by Dwayne Jones, and that one's good. 44-31, 17.5. Penguins have been trailing. Penguins in the first quarter trailed by only one a couple of times. But it's been worse than that ever since. It's been sort of a downward trend, although there's a nice move by Killian Larson. And Larson hammers one home from the right side, 44-33.
Well, they are slowly chipping away at that lead, Stu. They just have to be able to tighten up defensively. We know how Tavani feels about defense, and Dominican has to be able to listen to that tutelage right now and be able to be smarter defensively.
Speaking of defense, Dorsey throws it down low. And McNally steps in the way of it and steals it. Oh, man, shot on goal from the right side, and the Penguins cannot get anything to fall as Killian Larson is fouled on the way up. Larson, who's in there at 6'10", was right under the bucket, Josh. One of the easiest looks he's had all night. if not all season, and he missed it a little bit too much glass. And it came off the front of the rim after hitting the glass. 16:52 to go, 44-33. Larson to the line, no. Missed the first one. In there is Leland Jones, who got the start on the game. Nuno Furtado re-enters along with Chris Robinson for the Golden Eagles. Dorsey out. Dwayne King out. Hoffman out. Second shot coming up by Larson, the freshman. Larson at 6'10". Tallest guy in the Penguins squad on the way, and this one's good. 1-for-2 there for Larson. Penguins need points, and they need them badly, 44-34. None of this missing it from the free throw line stuff the rest of the way. Oh, Lewis almost stole it away there from Jones, who just got it across the timeline. Over to Furtado. Now they go back to the top of the key to Robinson. Robinson finds his guy on the right wing. That's Jones. Leland Jones with a foot fake against Lewis. He doesn't bite on it. Over to the left side. Now Robinson's going to try his luck. Penguins won't let him indoors. Oh, he wanted to pick up a screen from Furtado, who's at 6'7". But Furtado's a gigantic dude. He could screen out three Penguins if he wanted to. He thought better of it. Went left side toward the baseline. And picked up the second team foul, unforced turnover there. Penguins have it, 16 and a half to go. Fans, Penguins trail by 10, Josh. Miss 16, coming up on 16 minutes. We'll be there in a minute. Penguins on offense in the meantime. Here's Lewis on the left wing. Now he gets it down low. Back over to Larson, who goes to the top of the key. Lewis goes zigzag style. Passes it off right side, no look. Back over to Lewis in the right corner. He wants to shoot three, doesn't do it. 11 on the shot clock. Lewis with the screen. Lewis gets it down low to Alex Ward with a jumper, 6 on the shot clock. Penguins still haven't turned it off. Back with a turnaround. Good jumper. Killian Larson with his own look and a whistle. As the shot clock resets, Penguins. And the Penguins are going to pick up another foul on the inbounds, Josh, and the Penguins will get the ball back, but the timeout has been called by Stephen Thompson for the Golden Eagles. So the Penguins just picked up a two ball to bring them within eight. And then they got the turnover, 15:48 to go. I noticed Kellis Love is there with the team, but not dressed tonight, Josh. What's the story with Love?
Well, the story is with Love is Kellis Love happens to become he is ineligible for the season, Stu. We don't know how that came apart. But Kellis Love is ineligible, and we will bring you more news on that as soon as possible. And you know what? It probably has to do with transfer credits is one thing I can think of possibly. You know, with a lot of these guys that transfer in, they transfer out. You never really know what truly happens. But, you know, we'll get that straightened out for our listeners and let you know why Kellis Love is not in the game. Kellis Love, a great player for the DU Penguins in the earlier parts of this season.
And as we mentioned, McKinnon not playing tonight. McKinnon's hurt for the season. So the Penguins are shorthanded a little bit, 44-36, fans, 15:48 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. It is currently 8:06 p.m. on Wednesday the 16th, 2009. Radio.dominican.edu. The end of the timeout has come. Shout out to the DU students listening worldwide tonight. Big shout out to our new assistant, AD. That's Debbie Snell. She's also in charge of, thank you, Brandon Davis with the stats. All of the eligibility requirements. 15:48 to go. Here we go, fans. Penguins will have it on the short side after the quick turnover. The Penguins get it in. Right under the hoop. Lewis. Oh, I thought Lewis touched it twice. Here's Ward with the jumper. Softly on the way. Larson missed it. Now the putback. No. Loose ball. Penguins have it. Oh, man. Great play by Brian to come up with it. Now the Penguins have got it, McNally. McNally's got Chris Robinson all over him. Robinson, McNally runs around the outside of him. Now the screen set up. Here's a jumper, Austin Bryan, and another foul on the rejection play. Foul is called against Leland Jones, a 6'6" sophomore. Jones picks up his third, and that is the third team foul in the second half. Austin Bryan to the line. On the way now, and that one is good. After somebody, one of the L.A. fans screamed just in the backswing of Bryan. And now it's on the way for the second one, and this one does not fall. Chris Robinson hauls in the rebound, 15:20 to go, fans. And Dwayne Jones brings it up. He's in the circles, 15:17 to go. Now, oh, brother. And Fields almost muffed it out of bounds, and then it was tipped out. Some massive defense by Xander McNally, the 6'2" sophomore at SF. Lewis leaves the game as Wells re-enters, 15-13 to go. 44-37, fans. Penguins have committed no team fouls in the second half. That could help them on the in the double bonus later in the game. Oh, this one's almost thrown away, but Mike Wells steals it after Robinson threw it. I don't know who it was intended for, Josh, but there were no Golden Eagles anywhere near. It was going to go out of bounds. Wells saved it. And either way, it was going to be Penguin ball, but good heads-up play there by Mike Wells, the freshman of the year 2 years ago, now in his junior season, Wells. Fouls called against Robinson. That's his second, team's fourth. And back into the game now is Hopkins. Trevor Hopkins, a 5'10 freshman out of Santa Barbara. 14:52 to go, fans. And a whistle. And they want to reset the shot clock, and they get it. The referees do. So the Penguins will have it now on the sideline. They get it inbounds. And they get it to the top of the key. Ward brings it in. Gets it over to McNally. McNally up against Hopkins. McNally, no-look pass at the last instant. Dumps it off to Larson, and that's how you work the big man there, Josh. Larson from the left side, about 3 feet, banks it in. Penguins within five now. Penguins creeping back, Josh. It was 11 a minute ago. Now we're inside of 14 and a half. Second half action. Fans, 44-39. Now Penguins on defense as Field heaves one out there to Hopkins. Goes three ball, no. The putback, it's spun around 720 style. Nuno Furtado gets the ball to drain in there. All around good shot. 14:09 to go, 46-39. Penguins trailing as they have all night. McNally to bring it up. It's been as few as one and as many as 11. But the Penguins have been on the downside all night. Here's another jumper softly by Larson. No. That one was from about 8 feet, and that one could not fall. Here's a turnaround jumper on the fast break. Off the hands of Dwayne Jones. No. Quick transition. The Penguins work it. Oh, too much class after the Penguins had a perfect look on the give and go. Penguins the length of the court. Austin Bryan left side. No. Hopkins now dumps it off the field. Three ball. No. Mike Wells with the rebound. 13.5 to go, fans. Whistles. Timeout call by Tavani, Josh. Man, that's some back and forth work, and the Penguins are hanging as tough as they can. I'll tell you what, if Killian Larson gets a few more of those things to fall down, and I'll tell you, he'll watch it on film, and he'll say he's missed too many. Josh, if he was on his game a little tighter, he's getting some good looks at him, and at 6'10", he's got the hops. He's got the height. He's getting the looks. He's just not getting the biscuit to drop.
And you know what? Those are things that come to you, Stu. I mean, those missed shots, they definitely can have that effect on you in the game. But it's not just Killian that's missing. It's Austin Bryan. He missed that wide-open layup. Well, I won't call it wide-open because he did have some guys trailing him there. But you know what? It should have went in. And it's just not everything is dropping tonight. And so the Penguins are going to have to be even more aggressive and even more in tune with their shots, make sure they get good looks up and get great shots at the basket, which is hard to do against the CSU team who towers over us pretty much in terms of size and length. But I think that Dominican, if they're able to step up and they're able to make the adjustments like they have so far, you know, in this second half, they can come out on top of this thing and it definitely bring down the score a little bit and more in their favor.
Hopkins defending against McNally. It's a loose ball just flung up there by Fox Mulholland. Mulholland picked up the loose ball and just threw it up somewhere near the hoop. However, it didn't drop, and then a subsequent foul committed by the Penguins. Mike Wells now guarding against Hopkins between the circles. Oh, Wells has got a looking right in his eyes. Good play there by Wells with the big defense. Now they work it down low. Oh, the Penguins almost with a near steal. Almost with a near steal? It was a near steal. Fields with a three ball short. Tipped out now. Fox has got it. 12:54 to go, fans. Penguins bring it down. Quick transition. Austin Bryan picks up the whistle, but the bucket doesn't fall. Foul is called against Leland Jones. And Jones is better watch out, Josh. A couple of these Golden Eagle players are getting within very close range of the end of the line as far as the fouls are concerned. To the line for the mighty Penguins, Austin Bryan, as Al Flack gets ready to re-enter the game.
And you know what, Stu? A lot of people will look at this game and probably say the refs are calling things a little tic-tacky or whatnot, especially Leland Jones. He's not happy with the fouls being called on him. But one thing you have to know is in these games, you still have to adjust. You're not only adjusting to the coaches, you're not only adjusting to the play, you're adjusting to the officiating. And you have to adjust to the officiating. So if you know if they called that foul on you two times before, don't be in that position the next time and make a smarter play.
Well, that is a very profound statement from my partner, but you're absolutely right. The referees are human, and they do differ slightly from game to game.
Yes.
So you do have to fit your game to them as well, just like you have to fit it to the building. 46-41 fans as the second one drops for the Penguins. 12:34 to go. Here is Hopkins. He's got it, and the Penguins are on defense. He goes back to the top of the key, retreats to the top. Bryan now. Now Hopkins picks up the screen from Furtado. And as Josh alluded to, the Golden Eagles, by and large, are bigger and badder than the Penguins, and that's really the only difference. It seems like they've gotten the Penguins by about, I'm going to say, 3 inches and 10 pounds across the board. That varies guy to guy. But overall, they're a bigger, badder team.
They are, Stu, but where they've hurt themselves tonight has been with the fouls. They've sent Dominican to the foul line a few times in this game, and it's not working out in their favor at all.
Now the whistle goes as Alex Ward got the feed. It went from Mike Wells. He got between two of the Golden Eagles. He went around the side into the corner to Al Flack. Flack got it down low to Ward, and the foul is called against. It's called against Alex Ward on the way up with a charging foul. Oh, man, I thought he picked up the bucket and the whistle as Hopkins brings it up. That's a second team foul for the Penguins, the third against Ward, five committed by the Golden Eagles. Inside of 12 minutes, fans, Golden Eagles have it on offense. Now they go to the top of the key. They get it over to Robinson. Check it, that's Jones. Now three ball, Hopkins, good. Hopkins, the 5'10er, bangs a three ball, 49-41. Here comes Al, 11:37. As the clock rolls, Penguins have it now. Fox gets it down low. Oh, no, it's intended for Alex Ward, and it's stripped away from Ward. He was right under the bucket, 49-41. Oh, brother, Mike Wells jumps on it and causes the turnover as Al Flack sneaks in there and steals it away. Back over to Flack on the left wing. Now the Penguins have it under control. Bryan's got it. He goes back to Flack with 24 on the shot clock. Flack holds up the left arm, indicating the play. Goes back over to Bryan. Bryan's got it on the left wing. He's too far out there. He picks up a screen from Fox, and he hits the deck. Charging foul called against Furtado. Illegal foul called against Furtado. And I thought it was going to be a charge on the Penguins, but it's a timeout. Following the foul, that's the sixth team foul. With 11:01 to go, 49-41. With analysis, here's Josh.
Well, one thing the Golden Eagles have done that has not worked in their favor is the fouls. And like we said, even if the fouls you're getting, you think they're unfair. Sometimes they may be, sometimes maybe not. But you have to adjust to the officiating. That's one thing Dominican has done. That's one thing I've seen the Golden Eagles not be able to do in this second half. They haven't been able to adjust to the officiating, especially when you're on top. You know, you have to be able to adjust a little bit, play a little smarter, not be so aggressive. You know, don't be too careful. Don't be careless, but don't be too careful either is the old saying. So I think that the Golden Eagles, you know what, they still hold a pretty decent lead on the Penguins considering how this play has gone throughout this entire matchup. But I think that the Golden Eagles have pretty much gotten the opportunities. They just haven't taken advantage of them to stretch this lead a little more. Meanwhile, they've been sending the Penguins to the line, and slowly but surely they've been chipping away. We've seen better play from the guards in this game. We've seen better play from the big men in the second half. They're being a little more aggressive and a little bit smarter. They're using a lot more finesse under the rim and able to get those rebounds and those shots that we need. And you definitely have to score in the paint. You can't win a game without being able to score in the paint. And the Penguins are doing a better job of that as time goes on. But 10 minutes left. This is when it comes down to it. You have to make a stand right here, Stu, or you may not get another chance.
With 11:01 to go, you're absolutely right. 49-41, fans. Penguins have concluded their timeout, and that is the signal for the clock to begin rolling. Penguins have it. Al Flack goes to the top of the key. They get it over to Bryan. Now to the top, Mike Wells back between the circles. Wells goes right side to Flack. Flack dribbles one time over to the right, and he flips it back off to Bryan, goes down low. Ward with the turnaround thinking about it. Mike Wells, three ball on the way, short. Tried to get his own rebound. Wells slams in to Mark Dorsey. Oh, man, Wells went in there. Helmet-to-helmet contact. Ball flies out of bounds. And the foul is called against Wells. That's his first. Wells has been playing pretty heavy. And Wells gets yanked in place of Xavier Muldrow. All right, fans, Muldrow with his first minutes tonight. Muldrow in the backcourt against Hopkins. Hopkins is going to see some speed out of Muldrow, that's for sure. Muldrow flanks him all the way across midcourt. 49-41, Penguins on defense after Wells with a foul. 10.5 to go. Tipped out of play. Robinson, intended for Robinson, but it came out off of Lewis. Penguins will be on defense on the sideline now for CSU. Cal State University, Los Angeles in the Conlin Center tonight. Xavier into the backcourt now. Xavier guarding Hopkins. It's man-to-man, and Lewis is guarding Dwayne Jones. Jones has got it back there by the DU insignia, 15 on the shot clock. They got a wide-open man on the right side. Oh, almost muffed out against Fox. Now in the left corner, Hopkins thinking three ball, good. And that's a second three ball by Hopkins at 5'10". Hopkins is draining the long ones. Coming up on 10 minutes, 52-41. That's a shot in the arm now for the Golden Eagles as the Penguins are hanging tough. Oh, no, and they got away, but Lewis came up with it somehow. Xavier's got it top of the key. Now they go back over to the left side. McNally to Lewis. Lewis now doesn't have any place to put it. He gets it down low to Fox. Turn around softly. Mulholland short. Gets his own rebound. Put back. Drains it. 52-43. Penguins won't go away. 9.5 to go. Here's Hopkins, who just scored the big three ball. Full court pressure. Oh! Xavier stuck an arm in there with a foul. Oh, Xavier got massive defense there. And he is rewarded with a whistle. And that's not good. 9.5 exactly. 52-43. Chris Robinson, the 6'5" sophomore, to bring it in at midcourt. He's got 5 seconds. He gets it into Hopkins after four. Hopkins has got it at the top of the key on the left side. Now he's going in against, he's banging up against Xavier Muldrow, who's flinging the arms all over the place with a haymaker trying to get knock the ball loose. Dwayne Jones now gets it down low, gets it to Dorsey, and it falls. Dorsey, physical move there by Dorsey. Dorsey hammers one. Penguins now on offense as McNally's got it. McNally runs around Mulholland. Down low, Fox. Fox has it stripped away on the way up. Fox had a clean look, but one of the Golden Eagles stuck the arm in there. Now Hopkins got it out on the right side. Here's Robinson. Now on the left wing with a foot fake goes Jones. Jones takes it himself. Left side baseline, good. 56-43, 8:40 to go, fans. Penguins have got to get something going, and I'm not talking about matching baskets. I mean, they need stops, and they need three balls, and they need them right now. 8.5 to go now, Fox. Left side now. Here's McNally. McNally goes around the top of the key. They get it back down low with a soft turnaround jumper and an air ball issued by Larson. The putback now by Fox Mulholland. He's waiting. Perfect position is Mulholland, Josh. He gets it to fall and then a whistle, but I thought there was a timeout called. And Tavani's calls the timeout, and I think everybody heard it except the referees. I know I heard it, Josh.
I heard it as well. I saw timeout, and there's a hand signal that you do. Everyone knows that. That's a universal signal for timeout.
Yeah.
He sure isn't asking for a cup of tea on that
no,
one.
No, it's not a tea like bring me a cup of tea.
Exactly.
It means it's a timeout.
Timeout.
I guess it's the same tea as a technical, though.
True, but you're not going to call, you know, you say timeout. You can sort of, you know, read lips and see the tea. Usually most people figure that out, but it's all right. Everyone has their brain fart every now and then, every now and again with the referees. But, hey, they're officiating a pretty solid game so far. We pick on them a lot, but sometimes we have to give them a little bit of credit. I'm not going to pick on them too much. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
56-45, fans, 8:21 to go. When we get back underway, which should be momentarily, and here we go. So L.A. is going to have it. Furtado throws the ball in, and Hopkins has got it. Trevor Hopkins, a 5'10 freshman, has nailed two big three balls against the Penguins in the second half now. Top of the key on the left wing is Jones. Jones works it down low over to Robinson, left side, back to the top. Here's a three ball, thinking about it. Jones stripped away by Lewis. Lewis runs into the scoring table and almost takes Brandon Davis with him. They readjusted the scoring table, though, and Lewis didn't hurt anybody, 56-45. 8 minutes to go exactly.
Right now at the top of the key, you have Hopkins holds the ball for the Golden Eagles. The Golden Eagles are willing and Dylan trying to figure it out right now. Hopkins passes up on top to Jones. Drew Jones shoots. That's Dwayne Jones, excuse me, not Drew Jones. Misses it, and a foul is called against Dorsey. Dorsey of the Golden Eagles will go ahead. I think the foul will be on him. And that is Dorsey's second of the evening. Team six foul, and that's a media timeout.
Media timeout means it's time to recognize one of the proud sponsors of DU Athletics here at the Conlon Center, and this timeout is brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City. Josh, Best Buy. You were just down there the other day, you mentioned in the first half. And what'd you buy? You bought the Ray Charles Christmas CD.
The Ray Charles Christmas album.
That was, I bet that's a good one.
Oh, it's real good. Frosty Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, normally, all the classics, but Ray Charles' version.
Normally those songs are, I'm not a big fan of those songs, but when Ray Charles does it, oh, man.
How can you not be a fan of the Christmas classics?
Well, I'm just not. Maybe I'm just an old Grinch. I don't know. But I'm not when it comes to Ray Charles. I'm like a little kid again if it's him doing them. 56-45. You know, Saturday night, Josh and I will be back for the Holy Names game. Maybe you should bring the Ray Charles album. We'll play that at halftime.
Maybe I might be able to do that.
That would be great.
But the problem is it's been packaged already. So I played it and I packaged it. It's not really for me. I'm trying to get some early Christmas shopping.
Okay. Well, was it for me? Did you get that for me, for my Christmas present? Because I'll tell you what, I've got yours. You better have one for me because I've
got
yours.
I got one for you, but it wasn't the Ray Charles.
And I spent a lot on it.
Oh, really? Tell me it's a car.
I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Is it a yacht? Is it a car? Is it the limo? Are you going to give me the limo?
How did you know? Did you see it wrapped under the tree?
It'd be hard to get any limo under a tree unless you're talking about the big one here at Dominican University on campus.
Well, it's a big stretch limo, too. 56-45, fans. Timeout brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City. 7:44 to go. Xavier Muldrow to the line. Shout out to Muldrow's folks listening down south. Where's number five? That's Sean Scrooby's old number from the early part of this decade. Scrooby graduated in 2001. Wore number five back then. Xavier Muldrow wears it now. Okay, Scrooby's listening, a native of Napa. Scrooby never played on a championship team for the Penguins. Penguins didn't win their first until 2003. Second one by X is missed, so he's one for two from the line after entering the game. And the Penguins are on defense now after the Golden Eagles boxed out and pulled down the rebound. 13 on the shot clock now. L.A. is working it. Dorsey's got it. He goes back outside. Robinson, three ball on the way. Good. Backspun that thing right in there delicately. 59-46. We're coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Bringing it up is McNally. Penguins work it down low. Good turnaround move by Alex Ward. It's deep. Xavier pulls it down. Good rebound there by Muldrow. I don't know how the shot was missed. It was such a clean look. And here's a soft jumper on the way by Xander McNally, the 6'2" sophomore, and he gets it to fall after drifting through the paint. Boy, that was aggressive stuff there. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 11 as Hopkins brings it up, and he's got Xavier just crawling up his back as if Hopkins didn't even know Xavier was there. Xavier's so fast. But Hopkins was able to keep it away from him. Dorsey's got it on the left side now. Fields. Fields on the left wing. Fields goes left. Now he goes right. Now he goes back over to the left and retreats a little bit. And picks up the screen by Furtado. Goes three ball and pounds it home, much like he did to open the game for three. 62-48. And the Penguins better get something going fast as we're at 6 minutes exactly, fans. And the Golden Eagles are creating some serious daylight now. This is the greatest advantage they've enjoyed all night at 14. 5:50 to go. Lewis, left side. Penguins. The only weakness the Penguins have been down low, Josh. And it's not that they haven't gotten the clean looks. They just haven't gotten the thing to fall. Here's Mark Lewis with a soft jumper. Oh, man, from the top of the key. Lewis softly had it rattle around, couldn't get it to go. Hopkins brings it up, 5.5 to go. Here's a long jumper, 3-ball. Robinson, another tray ball. And that is hard to watch as these guys are raining the threes, Josh. And it's not just one guy. It's Robinson, it's Fields, it's Hopkins, and they're all burying 3 balls, and they're tough down low, too. We're coming up on 5 minutes now. Penguins trailing now, 65-48. Here's X. He gets it back over to Ward. Ward goes top of the key. Here's the look by Larson. Whistle. Foul by Furtado. Ball drops. Larson to the line for the three-point play. 5:04 to go. 65-50, fans. It's Al Flack in place of Xavier Muldrow. Brian's back in there in place of Lewis, Josh. And here is Larson to the line.
Killian Larson right now go to the line. Stu, we've seen a lot of great play out of him as a freshman. I love the play right there where he was able to drive into the paint, pick up the foul, get the shot to drop. Yeah. You got to love the great, great athleticism coming from your true freshman.
Couldn't get it to fall. Robinson brings it up now after the Penguins could not pick up the rebound. 4:50 to go. Robinson drifts over to the right side. Robinson has yet to pass it with 20 on the shot clock. He intends to hit Hopkins, front row of the grandstands, and Hopkins lets it get past him. 4:46 to go, and the Penguins have it on the sideline. Not a lot of pressure in the backcourt, 65-50. And perhaps Golden Eagles are feeling a little comfortable as this is the widest margin tonight at 15. I said that a moment ago when it was 14. Here's a soft jumper from well within the paint. Alex Ward can't get it to fall. Foul is against Furtado, and that's his fourth, I think. It is. Ninth team foul committed by L.A., and the Penguins are back on the line as Alex Ward, the 6'5" senior out of Reading, sends one, and it's good with a nice swish and a majestic arc. Very nice high arc in that thing. Blasted through the yarn. Ward with his second, and this one is even higher, and this one missed a little bit short, a little bit right. Furtado with a rebound. Furtado has four fouls against him, 4:28 to go. Second half action, fan, 65-51. Penguins on defense. Robinson, one low bounce pass to Fields. Fields works it into the paint. Sky hook, right-handed. He was a little bit too far past the bucket on the hook. Taken down by the Penguins on the rebound. McNally brings it up over to Al. Between the circles now, 4 minutes exactly, fan, second half. 65-51. 19 on the shot clock, down low. The great look. Austin Bryan had it all alone, but coming over the top was Chris Fields with a near flagrant. Fields, his second. That's the 10th, though. So that's a good thing for the Penguins as it moves the DUs into the double bonus, Josh. But immediate timeout. Fans, don't forget, Saturday night, 7:30 tip-off. Holy Names in the house, Josh and I will have it for you. Men only that night. The ladies will be on the road. In fact, talk to Coach Brianna Chambers before the game tonight, Josh. And the Penguin women meet in the parking lot at 4 a.m. tomorrow on their way to Colorado, flying into Denver. So the team meets at 4 a.m., Josh. I don't know if you're going to be there to send them off, you know, just say goodbye. I know you're not traveling with a team.
I haven't seen 4 a.m. probably since the day I was born, Stu. Well, I don't know what 4 a.m. looks like.
Well, from this side of it, you've seen it. Not from sleep side. Not as morning, only as night.
Right.
3:54 to go, fans. This media timeout brought to you by Pasta Pomodoro in San Rafael. Pasta Pomodoro, Josh, one of my favorites.
Also, we're having a holiday season toy drive here on that Saturday where we play Holy Names. You can donate a new unwrapped toy at the men's basketball games this Saturday night at the Collins Center and receive free admission. This is held in conjunction with the Ross Valley Firefighters Club, San Anselmo Police Officers Association, and the Fairfax Police Officers Association in an effort to provide toys for children in the Ross Valley community. So come out, bring an unwrapped new toy, and free admission, and you get to watch some great basketball here and at San Rafael High School. So
All
you get
right.
two games for the price of one toy. How about that?
Well, the high school game will be held here at 5:30. That will not be on the radio, though, Josh. The men's game at 7:30, tipped off against Holy Names, will be. And we'll tell you what happened at the conclusion of that high school game. But there will be no live play-by-play on the high school game. 3:54 to go for the Penguins. Austin Bryan on the line, on the way, and it rattles home. Bryan, nice play there. 65-52 fans. Second one by Bryan. Penguins have only committed 4 team fouls to 10 committed by the Golden Eagles. The second one is missed, and it's taken down by Furtado. He hands it off to Hopkins, who's bringing it up with Al Flack all over him. Flack, oh man, Flack is all over him. He is playing some massive defense. Stolen away now by Fox. Fox reached over the top of Leland Jones, and Jones will go to the line now. Fifth team foul committed by the Penguins. That's the first committed by Mulholland. 3:39 to go in the second half of this one. Penguins down by 13, though. It's getting pretty late. As Coach Scott Davis used to say, 11 points with 3 minutes is not insurmountable. And now, a flagrant foul committed by Leland Jones. He sticks a right elbow in there into the chest of Austin Bryan. Everybody in the house saw it. Jones contested it. But that will send both teams to the other end as Dorsey re-enters the game for L.A. 3:31 to go, 65-52. Penguins have it on the sideline. Unforced turnover there by Jones. Jones didn't like the big defense, but Penguins are totally entitled to it. Here's the jumper by Bryan. Bryan goes up. Fox Mulholland runs in. Loose ball in the hands of Dorsey, tipped out. L.A. ball, 3:18 to go. Josh doesn't like it, 65-52. In the backcourt now, Hopkins, as Al bumped it out of Hopkins' hands and started the whole thing in motion between the legs. Hopkins got some good moves there as he goes between the legs, 3:10 to go. Hopkins now flings it over left side to Fields. Penguin bench is screaming for defense. Well, they're not really screaming it, but they want it. It's kind of a low rumble, kind of a din. There's a turnaround, softy, 360 by Fields. Rebound, Mulholland after the air ball. Penguin fans don't even mention the air ball because it's 65-52 with about 2.5 to go. Penguin fans are not feeling real good about this one. Here's a jumper now by Ward on the way off the glass. No, check it, that was Bryan. Bryan can't get it to fall. Penguins do get the rebound. Uh-oh, trouble. Mulholland runs up on it. Hopkins brought it under, and it ended up in the hands of Alistair Flack. They wanted a reset on the shot clock. The referees stopped the game, and they'll give it back to the Penguins right in front of Coach Tavani. So they say,
I think they want 30 seconds on the shot clock here, Stu.
All right, it says 27 currently. They want 30. No, they want 7.
That's what
I thought they said.
Wow, my lip reading skills are definitely poor.
Yeah, you got to work on that. He said 7. It said 27, so I was unsure myself. But the Penguins have 6. Now it's 5. Now it's 4. 3. Penguins better get something going. 2. McNally with the dribble drive. McNally had it up there. Hit the rim. Shot clock reset. Tipped out by Furtado. Penguin ball short side. 2:19 to go. Penguins trail by 13 still.
And they'll call the foul against Furtado on this one now, I believe.
No, it just went out of bounds off of Furtado. He's only got one more to go, though. You're right.
I definitely thought Xander would have deserved the foul on that. He had 3 hands go up, hit his arm, clear as day. But
quick up and in now. Fox Mulholland gets it. Penguins cannot get it to fall, nor can they get the rebound as Ward went screaming in there. Dwayne Jones comes up with it, and we are coming up on 2 minutes exactly, fans. 27 on the shot clock, 2:05 overhead. Left side, LA's got it. With a big lead, it's 2 minutes exactly now, and a whistle. Timeout's been called by the Golden Eagles, Josh, and this timeout is brought to you by Citibank in San Rafael on 4th Street, right across from Extreme Pizza, Citibank, right on 4th and Heatherton. 1:59 to go when we come back with analysis on DU Radio. It's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, right now it's more clutch than ever before, 52-65. You know what? It seems like a tall order, but I'm telling you right now, with a minute and 59, 2 minutes is a long time in college basketball. So much can happen in the course of 2 seconds, rather 2 minutes. So DU definitely has a shot to come back in. They're going to have to just play flawless from here on out. Hope to get some shots off. I definitely look forward to seeing Austin Bryant probably pull up some threes. They'll probably try to get Xavier Muldrow. I'm talking about Xander McAnally. Too many XMs on the squad, Stu. trying to get Xander McAnally probably to move the ball around, try to get the ball open and get some opportunities to his shooters to be able to drain the three and get DU back in this game.
Penguins trail by 13, and we're inside of 2 minutes, fans. That is a very, very tall order, even for Brett Tavani. At this point, Tavani can't do it all. Now the runner by the Golden Eagles finds Dorsey under the hoop. Dorsey converts from just about 4 feet with a buck and a half to go. The Penguins are trailing by a lot. It's 15. Penguins now on offense. 90 seconds to play, fans. Good head fake there by Alex Ward. Ward faked right, went left, baseline. Kanzadu, 67-54. Backcourt pressure, and Fields slams in. Slams into Bryan, and Bryan picks up the foul. With 1:15 to go, and that's the third on Bryan. Lewis will re-enter in place of Bryan. Hopkins will re-enter as well. No, he's in there. Lewis is in place of Mulholland. And into the backcourt, the clock rolls. Penguins are on defense. Hopkins has got it back there. Hopkins got some brilliant hand control. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. The Penguins are trailing 67-54. Soft jumper now by Dwayne Jones is deep. Penguins with a rebound. Alex Ward up to Al. Oh, no. Alistair Flack with a nice low bounce pass intended for Austin Bryan, who was driving the lane, Josh. And Bryan muffed it right out of bounds. 55 seconds to go. Bryan looked up on it. He had a chance at it. 67-54. CSU will bring it in. Furtado leaves the game. Back in there is Dorsey. Penguins now with a full court pressure, 50 seconds. Here comes Hopkins. He brings it up the right side across the timeline against Lewis. Lewis is lying up against him, it seemed like. He was just forcing the issue. Speaking of forcing the issue, it's tapped away by Alex Ward. Loose ball. Penguins come up with it. 37 seconds to go, fans. Ward's got it under the hoop. Ward flips it outside. Lewis looks at it. Backs up. Three ball on the way. No. Taken down, Penguins with the rebound. Bryan back over to the left side. Lewis, three ball on the way. Yes! Timeout called by Tavani now as the clock stops. Penguins trail by 10, 23.8 seconds to go. Apparently, Tavani doesn't think it's over, Josh. And if Tavani doesn't think it's over, then I don't either. Well, Tavani's down on his knee with the dry erase board. Well, you never know with these things.
You never know, and I commend Coach Tavani because you play until the last whistle blows. You play till the clock says 0-0-0. And you know what? You got to commend that because the coach, you got to just instill in your team that, no, we're not going to give up. We're 10 down. We're still going to play, and we're going to finish. It's all about finishing. In your first year in NCAA, you want to establish those good habits in your squad, Stu. You don't want to establish those habits of, all, you know, we're just the first half team, and then we die out, or we're that team that dies out towards the end of the second half and doesn't keep pushing. Coach Tavani wants to establish to his squad that they are going to continue to play hard and they're going to continue to press and they're going to continue to do those things as if they were still in this game, because it establishes a sense of character in this squad, and you know what I'm saying? It's a way you want to start off in the NCAA in this brand new conference. You don't want to show that you just give up at the end. Keep pushing and keep going until the clock says zero, no matter what the score.
It's a 10-point game, 67-57. Penguins trailing. Penguins have trailed the entirety of the night, at times by one, at times by as many as 15. 23.8. Shot clock is off. And the referees are still at the scorer's table. Both teams were getting ready to bring the ball in and get it going. And then Coach Thompson called them all back. Now the referees have conferred with the scoring table. The shot clock will remain off, but the overhead has 25 seconds on it. So they put a 1.2 seconds back on the clock in the backcourt now, 24 seconds to go. Penguins wrap up Hopkins as the foul is going to be called against Mark Lewis. So Hopkins will go back to the line, 21.7 to go. Hopkins to the line. Penguins will be looking to box out if Hopkins should miss. Penguins in a four score game right now on the way. Hopkins, perfect. This kid's a shooter. He's knocked down two big threes, Josh, and he's been pretty solid here throughout the game. Hopkins didn't get a ton of minutes tonight, but the minutes that he did have, he made the most of. Spins it backward in the hands. Got the Street Sox midway up the Cavs. On the way, and he makes them both. That one's nothing but swish. 21.3 inbounds. Penguins have got it. Up to Alistair Flack. Flack takes it the distance. Flack drives it home in between Jones and Hopkins. Timeout Penguins, 16 seconds to go. It's a 10-point game after Al Flack answers with two, Josh.
So, Stu, can you score 10 in 16 seconds?
Me, no, but the Penguins, perhaps.
Well, it's a tall order right now. We can definitely say that, but I mean, you know one thing, Stu, you know, there's been very few times where I can say I'm a little disappointed in the play of the Penguins. But tonight, I just, in terms of the turnovers and the mistakes, I'm not too happy with it. You know, I think there was a lot of mistakes that shouldn't have never happened, and they never really found their groove. And it came out in the second half, in the beginning, firing on all cylinders. But still yet, there were still those mistakes made, and, you know, you got to correct those. Those are what happens in conference play. You have to adjust to things as such, but you know, I definitely like to see better out of the Penguins.
15 seconds to go, fans. Clock rolls. Backcourt foul committed against Chris Fields. Foul is committed by Austin Bryan. 13.5 seconds to go. That's the eighth team foul committed by the Penguins, as a few of the fans are leaving the Conlin Center, figuring that the Penguins cannot tie this game with 10-point differential in 13.5 seconds. Although I never like to see any of the fans leave before the final buzzer. You never know what can happen, especially with Tavani at the helm. Fields on the way, and that one's good. Oh, boy, was that good. That was a pure free throw there. And now it's 11 points, 70-59. Actually, the fans that looked like they were leaving actually are hanging out in the doorway. The rebound is taken by Robinson. 9 seconds. Shot clock is off. Coach Tavani was calling out no fouls. Dwayne Jones had it, and Lewis went ahead and fouled. Didn't hear the coach until it was too late. And when the coach calls no fouls, that is thrown in the towel. With 7.7 seconds to go and an 11-point differential, kind of hard to blame him. Now it's 12 as Jones cans the first one. 71-59, fans. Penguins may have one more shot at this thing. The second one's on its way. Penguin fans are absolutely silent. It's a 13-point game, 72-59. Here comes Al. Al's going to drive in against Hopkins. It's stripped away from Al by Jones. 2 seconds. There's the buzzer. And the end of the timeout, or the end of the game. That's not the end of the timeout, Josh. The final score, fans, 72-59. Josh and I have enjoyed it very much. A good first time we've had a chance to look at the Golden Eagles from Cal State University, Los Angeles, making the trip up, 72-59. Our next broadcast, Saturday night, Penguins will be welcoming in the Hawks from Holy Names. That's a 7:30 tip-off. It is a holiday season toy drive. Bring an unwrapped gift down, and your admission is free. That's Saturday night. For those of you who will be listening to the broadcast, Josh and I will be on the air. 7:30 tip-off. For Josh and the rest of the broadcast crew here at Dominican University and our head coach, Melba Beal, Stuart Horn, saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins lost one tonight. Penguins go to 2-7. Los Angeles goes to 4-1. We'll see you Saturday night, fans. Thanks for tuning in to radio.dominican.edu.